Upon seeing Ravana's demise, his followers raised a tumultuous cry.
Alas! Alas! What has happened? What has happened?
But with great transcendental ecstasy, the monkey warriors loudly proclaimed Ram's victory and thus pursued the fleeing Rakshasa army. And from the sky, the demigod shouted, "Well done! Excellent!" as they covered Ram's chariot with showers of flowers and beat upon celestial drums. With Ravana now dead, the rishis and demigods felt blessed relief and peace of mind that they had not enjoyed for a very long time. A gentle, cool, fragrant breeze then began to blow, and the sun serenely spread its golden rays, so that happiness appeared to pervade all directions. Sugriva, Angada, Vibhishan, and Lakshman were the first to come and pay homage to Ram. However, when Vibhishan saw his elder brother lying dead on the battlefield, he broke down and cried in an outburst of grief. Meanwhile, news of Ravana's death spread throughout the inner apartments of the royal palace. All of Ravana's wives came out of the city to the battlefield, with their hair disheveled and ornaments in disarray. The ladies approached the dead body of their husband and began wailing loudly. Overcome with unbearable grief, some of the women rolled in the dust, while others embraced different parts of Ravana's body. "O Lord, O my husband," cried one of the ladies who hung around Ravana's neck, while others clutched at his feet or rubbed his wounded chest or threw their arms up in despair. Others simply fainted away, unable to bear their grief. Amidst the sounds of their loud wailing, they could be heard lamenting, "Oh, dear husband, by ignoring our good advice, as well as that of Vibhishan, you have brought about your own destruction. And now that you are dead, we too are vanquished, for the wife has no support other than the husband. This is the inevitable end, however, for such a cruel and hard-hearted person like yourself. Why, who else would have dared to kidnap Sita and keep her against her will?" Then Ravana's favorite queen, Mandodari, lamented, "Oh, my lord, oh, master, you epitomize trouble for others, and therefore you were called Ravana. But now that you have been defeated, we are also defeated. For without you, the state of Lanka has been conquered by the enemy. To whom will it go now for shelter? Oh, my dear husband, although you were so powerful, you could not stand before Lord Ram. You were too confident of your acquired prowess. Thus you became a great burden to the earth. You could not understand that Lord Vishnu himself had descended upon this earth as Lord Ram in order to relieve her burden. O Ravana, your sinful passion for Sita has thus become the cause of destruction for all the Rakshasas. Ravana, you always masqueraded as a great hero, and yet you were proven to be a coward when you deceitfully kidnapped Sita. You thus came under the influence of lusty desires, and therefore you could not understand the influence of Mother Sita. Now, because of her curse, you have become reduced to this state, having been killed by Lord Ram. O pleasure of the Rakshasa dynasty, because of you, the state of Lanka, and we ourselves also, now have no protector. And by your sinful deeds, you have made your body fit to be eaten by vultures, and your soul fit to go to hell. But even though your character was abominable, I do not see how I can go on living in your absence. Finally, Mundodori fainted with her head against Ravana's chest. Then her co-wives lifted her up and revived her to consciousness. Ram then ordered Vibhishan, "You should begin the funeral rites for your brother without further delay. It will only be possible to comfort Ravana's widows after his body has been cremated. O Lord, I do not wish to perform the funeral ceremonies for a man who kidnapped the wives of others, a man who was merciless, a man who was tyrannical, and for one who was inclined towards irreligion. Since he was my elder brother, I know it is my duty to respect Ravana. But at the same time, his actions were those of an enemy, and thus he does not deserve my worship. O Vibhishan, I approve of your words because they uphold the cause of virtue. But still, I want you to cremate the body of your brother, regardless of his faults. All hostilities have now ended upon his death." And so, Vibhishan went to Lanka in order to make preparations for the funeral of Ravana. After bringing his maternal grandfather, Malyavan, Vibhishan placed the body of Ravana upon the funeral carrier and proceeded with numerous other Rakshasas who carried firewood. Going towards the south, the party arrived at a consecrated place where they cremated Ravana's body according to the Vedic injunctions. And thereafter, Ravana's wives were consoled and everyone returned to Lanka.